Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast, 2021 Cost Cap Edition. Oh, yes, we are live on Twitch doing the most ridiculous stream
ever
you will ever have seen in the first 20 minutes, but that's because people were being ridiculous with their Twitch subs and whatnot. So come and join us in this crazy family that we have over on Twitch, WTF1 official. And yeah, we are reacting live to what we have seen in this 2021 cost cap, I want to say, release. So the FIA has essentially confirmed that the cost cap administration has completed the review of the reporting documentation submitted by each team, basically. We haven't got the whole juice, have we? We haven't got the entire cake to play with here. We've just got certificates. So they have issued certificates of compliance to 7 of the 10 competitors.
Yes.
Now, the 3 that they did not give certificates to were Aston Martin for a procedural breach. By the way, just want to say, Tom Bellion, the WTF1 founder, live in the flesh, or live in your ears, if you're not watching us on Twitch right now. Williams for doing something earlier on in the year, which
seems like that
was all sorted. And finally, Red Bull for procedural and minor overspend breaches.
So Red Bull are the only ones that have overspent, whereas Aston Martin is procedural breach, Williams procedural breach. But the Williams one from the start of the year was, I think it's something like they released, they didn't like hand in their sort of like finances in time and they got a fine.
Finances?
Finances? Finances.
Oh, the finances. This is the cost cap report. Welcome.
I've completely lost the plot. We've done a 2-hour podcast about the Japanese Grand Prix today. And then we've been on Twitch already for about half an hour with Matt playing dramatic music and dancing around his room. So yeah, it's been quite the day.
I mean, look, if someone gifts 50 subs, they're getting dramatic music. So what I would say is that obviously there's a breakdown, right? There's the overspend breach and there's the procedural breach. Procedural can mean one of many things, right? We're like handing in your documentation late, stuff like that. So not actually spending too much money, but just not complying by the rules set out by the cost cap administration. So Red Bull, as you say, are the only team to have done a minor overspend. So let me remind you, that is 5 million or below. That's how much a minor overspend is. And it leaves us now in a very strange time and a very important time for Formula One as well, because either the cost cap, it shows it has teeth, as Ross Brawn said back in the day.
Yeah.
Either they very much, you know, whatever the word is, like basically use the powers available to them to make Red Bull an example in this scenario. Because if they don't, if Red Bull, and I've seen rumors already that it wasn't to do with development of the car, it was through catering. And I'm like,
the hashtag, by the way, about the catering thing, like Max, what was it? Max for catering, illegal champion and stuff. It's like sometimes you just have to laugh, even as a Max fan. It's amusing. But yeah.
Yeah. So there's rumors about that. So let me actually read out what Red Bull have posted 6 minutes ago. If you're watching live on Twitch, you would have been spamming the life out of it towards us. So they said, we note the findings by the FIA of minor overspend breaches for the financial regulations with surprise and disappointment. Our 2021 submission was below the cost cap limit, so we need to carefully review the FIA's findings, as our belief remains that the relevant costs are under the 2021 cost cap amount. Despite the conjecture and positioning of others, there is, of course, a process under the regulations with the FIA, which we will respectfully follow while we consider all the options available to us.
Yep.
Surprising.
A lot of cake.
That's what they've been saying the whole time, Christian Horner. They believe that they were under the cost cap. Mm. But that's not about this, right? They don't just receive the invoice, whatever you want to call it. You know, the big old data.
End of year
FIA
review,
go,
yeah.
Ah, lovely. They investigate it. They look into, right, what have you spent? How do you put it into different categories and whatnot?
And it's not just one thing. It's like because obviously we talked about Williams, how they handed in something late and stuff. Like, this would have been going on throughout the year. And, you know, this is a lot of data, a lot of information, a lot of financing. And you joke about catering, but and it may well be that, it may not, but you just think how much goes into a Formula One team. It isn't just the car. Like, there's so much in it. So, Red Bull were obviously convinced to the point where they said they were going to take legal action against people that, you know, their name's been dragged through the mud or whatever. And now it has come out that they have been a minor overspend.
Which is a leak of the information as well. Like, how is that?
That's the concerning thing
in the paddock. You know, how has Toto Wolff got hold of this information and started chatting to people and whatnot and to the media? And
because it was right, that rumor was Red Bull and Aston Martin, and they are the two people. And this was weeks ago, right? A couple of weeks ago, was it?
So this highlights actually a major problem, as you say, Tommy, because this set of information that they submit to the FIA is highly confidential. It showcases how a Formula One team is run. Mm. If there is the only thing you have to think is someone within the FIA is chatting to someone outside of the FIA about what's been going on within that, because I'm sure they have confidential ways of submitting this information and whatnot. The FIA have already come out previously, didn't they, and say that these claims of anyone saying anything is false. But how else is it getting out?
Yeah, and how does this person know that it is catering and all this stuff? Like, it's mad. If it is actually that and it's all getting leaked, like, what the hell? Like, this is private information that's meant to be, very weird.
So this whole catering thing is obviously a rumor. It's by no means confirmed. But I mean, if anything, the other rumors were true. So you have to kind of almost wonder how much of this is true as we hear more and more over the days to come. But maybe, just maybe, they've had, you know, too much strawberry cheesecake and all of a sudden Max Verstappen could be stripped of his world title.
Exactly, because that's the argument. It's like, well, you know, them going over that means they could spend more in other areas, right? So
yes, I mean, you know, Mercedes might have just been having plain pasta, but then been put... No, actually, they I'm only kidding. Now, actually, I did want to mention, right, so Alex Jakes has posted a screenshot of the possible penalties on his Twitter, and I'm going to share them with you right now. So a minor sporting penalty, meaning one or more of the following. So this is what could happen to Red Bull. A public reprimand. That's what's going to happen, isn't it, really?
More cakes.
Deduction of constructors' championship points awarded for the championship that took place within the reporting period of the breach. Deduction of drivers' championship points awarded for the championship that took place within the reporting period of the breach. Suspension from one or more stages of a competition or competitions, excluding for the avoidance of doubt the race itself. Limitations on ability to conduct aerodynamic or other testing, and or reduction of the cost caps. This isn't limited to one of those. It could be more than one of those. I have no idea what they're going to do. I don't think they're going to strip Max Verstappen of his title. God forbid. No. They didn't want to let Perez lose in Singapore. Like, you know, that was.
Yeah. You
know, there's plenty of. That's just a joke, by the way.
Obviously,
in terms of how the FIA work, I cannot for the life of me think that will be something that where they actually strip him of his title. I know a lot of people will be talking about it over the weeks to come, but.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've seen
wonder what other penalty would even penalize them.
Yeah, because if you think Spygate, obviously, that was a huge, huge deal. McLaren got stripped of their constructors' points, but they didn't strip of the drivers' points, right? And I wonder. Yeah, it's this is the thing. It's impossible to know. We have no idea because it is this is a rare situation where. Normally, we look at penalties and go, oh, but this penalty happened 3 years ago. And this is new. Like, this cost cap is a new thing. And this is the first time it's happened. So, yeah, we can compare it to Spygate, Crashgate, all these scandals. Yeah,
which you see all over Twitter,
but it's different. And also, we have no idea to what extent it is. So, they might lose their constructors' title points. And then we'll get
win the constructors anyway.
But they didn't win the constructors anyway, and then you'll just have the argument of like, well, we'll overspend, win the drivers. I don't care if my constructors points, because Red Bull don't care about the constructors title. They admit it themselves. They don't care about the constructors titles.
Because if you let's have a look, right? F1 constructors standings 2021. I bet they were massively clear of third. Yeah, they were 262 points clear of Ferrari.
But this is what I mean. Even if they get stripped of their constructors title, Red Bull will be like, their constructors championship points. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Who cares? Like, they won't care. Like, if Max is still champion, right? Which then brings you onto the argument of other teams could overspend and go, oh, well, doesn't matter if I lose my constructors title because we don't care that much. Because if Red Bull overspent, won the driver's title, I don't think they care about the constructor's title. And they've even said it themselves that that's not it. But yeah, we'll see. I'm sure it's going to be very badly received. I mean, we've got 5,000 of you on Twitch right now. And looking at the chat is an absolute chaos. You can see a lot of people are very... you can tell it. Formula One has never been so
polarizing,
and it's all like, this is my team, they're wrong, this is my team, I'll support them through thick and thin, like football like mentality, I guess. And yeah, you can just see in this chat that it's like people going, Red Bull cheated, and then people going, oh, it's not that bad, it's just a cake. So like, we don't know. We have no idea what it is. All we can do is just read out what the FIA have said and what the punishment is, and hope they make the right decision. But this is the FIA, and we've just done a 2-hour podcast about how they're not making very good decisions recently. So who knows?
So I think the big thing that a lot of people keep sharing is Ross Brawn saying, you know, these cost cap regulations have teeth. But I think the one key point here that he says, the one word that a lot of people have missed out, is that he says fraudulently overspend, right? So if you are trying to crunch the numbers, you're trying to do this, that, and the other to try and make it look like you've spent less than you actually have, that's when he's saying it, they have teeth, in my opinion. And I think that's probably what he'd say if Red Bull get a slap on the wrist and move on. I'm going to put you on the spot now, Tommy.
Yeah.
What should be, if any, the penalty for Red Bull?
Strip of all their constructors' title points for 2021. I mean, whatever I say, everyone will just have a go at me because I'm a Verstappen fan.
You're literally allowed
to. But my opinion is that, they've gone over.
So what you're saying essentially is strip them of their constructors' points, which also means strip them of their prize money, which is in the tens of millions for finishing second.
Yeah.
So a big, big fine is essentially what you're saying.
Yeah. I think that would probably be what they'd do. It's so difficult because it's such a weird situation that it's like they're only just over, but then Toto did do a great example of, like, you know, we had to lay members of staff off, right, to make sure we could actually abide by these rules. So you can understand why they're so upset about it.
I guess you then have to question, if someone has a minor overspend and they get what would be in the tens of millions of pounds worth of penalty, do you think that's a bit harsh?
No, because they break the rules, I guess.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
It's a really... Like, I cannot stress how difficult.
But then you could also argue that this is the thing, that yes, it's a really harsh penalty, but also for a company like Red Bull that make billions and billions of pounds, they'd take it every day of the week. Like, if you could say, do you want to overspend? You know, Max Verstappen won the 2021 world title. It was so close between him and Hamilton. You can look at Silverstone, you can look at Baku, you can look at all these things that, like, Abu Dhabi, like, they all turned it and it changed, right, on that. So, like, it was such a close-knit championship. So you can't, I don't agree with this whole, like, oh, if we spent £20 more, we'd have won, because it was such a crazy season. They kept it close throughout. And, you know, Red Bull could argue that their car got smashed to pieces by Mercedes twice in two races, which probably was a lot to be spent as well. So, but the reality is, if you gave Red Bull, a multi-million pound company, the option of you can win the driver's title and lose all your constructor title points and get a massive fine, they'd go, all right, I'd take it. Right?
Surely. That's the thing. I think there's benefits and there's also drawbacks to the route that they've gone down, where the FIA have done this sort of very vague, if you go over, you might well get this, but you might also get that. They've essentially done a deal or no deal, and you've got about four or five boxes. One's got 10p in it. The other one's got £1 million. Like, you don't know what your penalty is going to be, which I can understand. They can then not, you know, they don't assess, or they're not able, as you say, to assess, if we upgrade the car with 10 million more pounds, but only get a penalty of five, then it's worth it. But on the flip side of that, you also open up the whole not knowing where the line is, and easily they could get away scot-free. So yeah. It's such a difficult thing to do, where you almost wonder if the cost cap needs to be more cemented in the fact that if you overspend, you're disqualified, or you're this or you're that, where it is clear cut. And the teams, I guarantee, right, if there is $145 million and if someone overspends by a penny, you're out the championship, no one would go anywhere near that cost cap. Nowhere.
It's a really extreme version of track limits, right, where we mentioned, yeah, like, if there was a wall there, you wouldn't go
100%.
Out. Yeah.
But the problem is, it is this invisible line, and obviously Red Bull probably didn't expect to be over, and they said that they've submitted a cost cap report that's under. But at the same time, they're clearly spending money somewhere if the FIA found something. So it is probably one of the most difficult Formula One topics to get right. There isn't a right answer, because I think there's going to be negatives to each and everything. It would seem very harsh for Verstappen to lose the championship. I think that if they found that there was actual concrete proof that they developed the car more with more money, blah, 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 then yes, I think that points should be deducted both from the drivers and the constructors. If they legitimately found evidence that Red Bull had been, you know, fraudulently or whatever you want to call it, spending more money than everyone else. But if it's on cheesecakes, it's
this is the thing, right? It's so impossible to judge until we know all the information, because I'm not just sitting on the fence here, but you can see it from both sides, that if you're a Mercedes fan, you go, oh, well, you know, overspending in any area doesn't matter. They're the rules, and they said they're going to ban them, and they should be banned, right? And any overspending can benefit you in a championship race. But then equally, it could come out and say it's catering, if this guy is right, and it is like catering or marketing or something like that. It's like, should a driver be stripped of their world championship because they spent too much on like sandwiches or adverts? Do you know what I mean? It is like, it's an impossible, like,
news just in, Verstappen won because he had a BLT rather than toast before the, like,
yeah, exactly. It's impossible. And I can see in the chat, a lot of people are very
a lot of people
passionate
in the chat
about
saying it's not covered by the cost cap. So I don't know why there's because it was what the rumor was saying, and I want to confirm that it is a rumor at the moment, that they said it was catering and absentees. So I guess people falling sick and then having to get substitutions in. I don't know. But as we say, it's quite vague. Like, we haven't seen, and again, that was a rumor, we haven't seen the full report. We're not going to see what Red Bull have been spending it on, but this is just the certificates at this point. And then there's going to be a process by the looks of things where the FIA work directly with Red Bull to ascertain where this extra money was spent. Was it spent fraudulently? Whatever. And then we'll hear more. But it's left us with plenty to talk about. Questions, Twitch chat, get involved. How can Is that text 7474? How can you judge not going over if you have to take into consideration crash damage and or breakdowns like Ferrari? Well, I suppose you take into account by having a buffer and you go, this is how much we're going to allocate towards repairing the car, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think it has to be a moving line where, okay, you're 6-7 races into the season, you've not crashed once. Okay, we've got a bit more money maybe to play with. But there always has to be that buffer. Otherwise, you know, they're just going to turn around and go, well, Mick Schumacher crashed 14 times. But it seems like Haas still, 14, by the way, is not confirmed either, but yeah, Haas didn't overspend.
Yeah, exactly.
Haas probably don't even have 145 million to spend.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're probably well under it. Probably most of it is from that crash damage. And like you say, it's, you know, it pains me to as much as the next, like, Red Bull fan that I saw someone in the chat saying, and it's exactly right, that, you know, Red Bull had to pay £2 million or whatever of money for Hungary when a Mercedes crashed into the side of them, and £1.5 million at Silverstone when a Mercedes crashed into the side of them. But that doesn't matter. Like, that's Formula One. Like, that's part of it. So that shouldn't just be like we had these crashes to repair, because everyone did. So I, you know, even as someone that support Max, like, I can't agree with that side of it, because they've overspent at the end of the day.
Yes, Tabatho 46 in the chat says, oh my God, it's a total cost cap. Any overspend in any area is an advantage. I guess it is, even indirectly, you know? Yeah. Salma Sayed says, do you think it's really about catering? No. That seems to be a rumor that, is it a Dutch journalist that's been spreading around? I don't know, but I don't personally think it's anything to do with catering, but, you know, we're taking any bits of information we can, because as I say, the other rumors seemed to be true. What are you laughing at?
Someone just shared an article from a while ago where the headline was Verstappen, the hungriest driver Horner has worked with, and it just made me laugh because all the catering stuff. But anyway,
there's a few comments from LH44NIF. I mean, I wonder who they support. Lewis got disqualified for a 0.02 millimeter. I guess that was to do with rear wing
in
Brazil, wasn't it?
Because it was illegal, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's the sporting regulations as opposed to the cost cap regulations. And there's different. Well, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with Red Bull. It would be quite a. Oh, I don't know. It's frying my brain right now with what could happen, because there's all kinds of possibilities. But the cost cap, the integrity of the cost cap is under fire right now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How the leak? No idea.
Yeah, this is the concerning thing, isn't it? The leak, that how it's come out. But yeah, it's going to be a huge moment for Formula One. It's going to polarize fans like everything does in Formula One. It's going to be crazy, and you know all the hashtags will be flying around no matter what the punishment, but we shall see.
Hashtag for catering, I think, will probably be one of them. Right, there's actually, from the email that the FIA sent out, probably worth mentioning this bit. The Cost Cap Administration has several options when dealing with an alleged breach of the financial regulations. It can enter, when deemed appropriate, into a settlement referred to as an accepted breach agreement, ABA, with the competitor concerned in case of procedural breach or minor overspend breach. Or if no agreement can be reached, I guess that's maybe where they go, well, you've done this, we think this is the penalty you should get, they accept it, and then that's it, done, draw a line under it. Or if Red Bull go, well, no, we're not going to give you our driver's championship or whatever. Or if no, then this will happen. If no agreement can be reached or the Cost Cap Administration considers it more appropriate, it can refer the case to the Cost Cap Adjudication Panel. In the event of an alleged major overspend breach, it goes straight to them. But
so they could be like, give us some BLTs back and we'll call it quits.
So it says here, procedural breaches can result in financial penalties and or minor sporting penalties in case of aggravating factors, as detailed in the financial regulation. Minor overspend breach, which is under 5% of the cost cap, can result in financial penalties and or minor sporting penalties. So, yeah, there's not really too much. But then, interestingly, if it was an overspend of 5% or more, then it would have resulted in a mandatory constructors championship points deduction, and could result in additional financial penalties and or material sporting penalties. So I found that quite interesting.
They say constructors again in that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Which basically means it
would suggest
I see it that it's never, I can't see it. And I'm sure everyone will be clipping this now. And, but,
as long as you don't say that Haaland's not going to score more than 15 goals over the course of the Premier League.
It does just seem that it's going to be constructors, if anything. If they want to really go hard on it, it will be constructors' points, like happened in Spygate.
Well, can you imagine, though, if they go, this kind of overspend is going to be 100 constructors' championship points we take off you.
When is...
Which changes... Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when we've seen penalties in the past that have come out, like when championships have already been wrapped up and decided, and yes, if you think to Crashgate, right? One of the things that obviously Ferrari would, if you speak to a Ferrari fan, that when it was deemed that Crashgate was deemed illegal and was the penalty, right? Ferrari fans were like, will you strip the championship points from Singapore because that race was a farce and was illegal, and then Felipe Massa would have won the world championship, not Lewis Hamilton. So this has been going on forever with Formula One, right? I've never seen it where anyone's lost points from a previous year or it's changed the result, right? So
then again, things can change. That's the thing, right? You know, I know that we like to look back on previous instances and go, well, this is precedent for, previous whatever. But things do change. Different people are in charge. It's weird because, let's say in a race, for example, if you get released unsafely by your team and you turn into someone, the driver gets penalized, but it was the team's fault.
Yeah.
So then you wonder... Max Verstappen, if they find that they've spent £2 million more on their car, how can you say that Max Verstappen did not personally gain from that?
Exactly.
That's what the argument's going to be.
That will always be the argument, because at the end of the day, regardless of what the team does, the drivers is the prestige and the reward and what everyone watches for, right?
Absolutely.
Like I said in the first place, you'd take winning the Drivers' Championship and scoring no Constructors' title points because it's such a huge thing, and especially for a company like Red Bull, right? They're I know we always go, oh, the constructors where the team money is, but they're the marketing and the stuff that they can get from essentially their energy drink from their Formula One team splashed all over the news that Max Verstappen is the world champion and all this kind of stuff. Like, it's way more valuable than them winning the constructors anyway.
I was just laughing because someone said, Azrael says, imagine losing a championship due to a cake. Someone said, I would sacrifice my F1 championship for really good cake. So there you go. For your information, 5% of the cost cap is 7.25 million. Thank you, Caffeine Bill. I think the point of this podcast is that we don't bloody know.
but it's
fascinating to kind of talk about, both with everyone on Twitch that's watching us live now and everyone listening on audio, is that there are so many different outcomes to this. And I don't think there is a perfect remedy no matter what happens here. There's always going to be a whole host of people that get really annoyed by what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think something has to happen. They can't just brush this under the carpet, because I think that will probably enrage the most people. If they just go, oh, don't worry, Red Bull, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's only 2 mil. Don't worry. Here's a reprimand. Don't do it again.
Or even better, do a Ferrari 2019 and just not even...
Or just have a sealed document.
Yeah, they won't do
that. Paid for it. They were terrible the next few years. So,
yeah.
Anyway, tell me final thoughts.
Final thoughts are...
Before we get back to dramatic music in the Twitch chat.
Is... I quite want some cake now.
Yeah, so do I. I'm really hungry. But yeah, let us know your thoughts on social media. Go follow us on there. Follow Tommy, which is TommyWTF1 on Twitter. Me, MattyWTF1. Be interested to know your thoughts. And it's going to be going long, long, long into the next few days, probably even weeks. I don't think we're going to hear what happens next very soon. I think there's going to be a lot of discussions with the teams, especially with Red Bull. So fascinating stuff. Thank you, as always, for listening on audio. We're going to carry on Twitch for a little bit longer. So audio listeners, lots of love. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.